Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Friday, March 24th. We'll tell you what lawmakers had to say about banning TikTok and what a court has now decided about the parents of a school shooter and whether they too could be held legally liable. Also, what to know about some significant changes in autism rates in America. Plus, what one major sports federation decided about transgender athletes, which big tech company plans to spend $1 billion a year on movies. And can you guess the world's most popular artist? The Guinness World Record says one person has earned the title. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, Democrats and Republicans actually came together this week to go up against a powerful social media company that millions of Americans have embraced, TikTok. Lawmakers on a House committee grilled the app CEO, Shou Chew, for nearly 6 hours yesterday. And throughout the tense hearing, many of them came out in support of a full ban of TikTok in the United States. They think TikTok is a national security threat since it's owned by Chinese company ByteDance. Chew tried to convince them TikTok and its parent company are not beholden to the Chinese government. And he spoke about plans to store American data on servers owned by an American company. But lawmakers said that does not go far enough. They want ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok entirely. Lawmakers also challenged Chu on issues like privacy and the impact on children's mental health. In response, Chu pointed to moderators who track harmful content and an algorithm that flags content. But in the end, lawmakers made it clear a ban is still on the table. If it happens, lawmakers could be risking backlash from TikTok's user base and civil liberties groups. Many of the app's users took to TikTok yesterday to defend it. And the hashtag TikTok hearing racked up millions of views. The person who's said to be planning criminal charges against former President Trump is now responding to Republican lawmakers' demands. Remember, top GOP leaders accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's a Democrat, of abusing his authority for a politically motivated case. So they demanded he testify to Congress and hand over all documents in his investigation of Trump. Well, Bragg and his team are not on board. They just wrote back saying the request only came after Trump created what they called a, quote, false expectation that he would be arrested the next day. Bragg's team also said that Republicans are wanting still confidential info about a pending criminal investigation, and a court, not Congress, is the appropriate place to review a pending criminal case. But it doesn't seem like lawmakers are backing down. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee tweeted, quote, Alvin Bragg should focus on prosecuting actual criminals in New York City rather than harassing a political opponent in another state. Either way, Bragg's office is still investigating Trump for his possible role in a hush money scheme. There have been signs prosecutors are close to charging him with a crime, but it's not clear if or when that will happen for sure. For some people, that might be a surprise since they've seen former President Trump get arrested, or so they think they have. There are a bunch of images generated by artificial intelligence that are circulating online, but they are not real. This is something misinformation experts have been warning about. Waves of fake photos and videos can make people question what they actually see, making it even harder to decipher fact versus fiction. It's being called a groundbreaking case of criminal responsibility. A state appeals court decided the parents of a teenager who shot and killed his classmates at a Michigan high school can stand trial for their potential role in what he did. The court said the murders would not have happened if they didn't buy their son a gun or if they didn't ignore his mental health issues for years. So the court decided they should go to trial for involuntary manslaughter. Already, their lawyers argue the shooting was not foreseeable, and they say this case could set a dangerous precedent for all parents whose children make mistakes. So expect to hear more of those arguments as this case moves forward. Their son has already pleaded guilty to terrorism and murder for the 2021 shooting. He faces life in prison without parole. There's reportedly a new deal to shore up America's northern border. President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are set to announce the agreement today. But news outlets like the LA Times got an early preview. So first, it closes a loophole in a nearly two decades old deal between the two countries. And that deal basically says asylum seekers should make their claims in the first safe country they can reach. So they'll be turned away at any official border crossings between the U.S. and Canada. But the loophole meant nearly 40,000 migrants, mostly originally from places like Haiti, Colombia, and Venezuela, crossed from the U.S. into Canada at unofficial, unguarded parts of the border last year. And that's more than double the number of people crossing just a few years earlier. So Canada hopes closing that loophole about official versus unofficial crossings will keep a similar surge from happening again this year. In exchange, Canada will open up a new legal program for 15,000 refugees from Central and South America. The U.S. hopes that will mean 15,000 fewer people trying to cross at the southern border in the first place. The Canadian government has a reputation as being more open to migrants than many other Western nations. But over the past year, that reputation has been tested. The Canadian population increased by more than a million people for the first time in history in 2022, making Canada the fastest growing G7 country. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Have you ever gone down a Google or social media rabbit hole looking for answers about a health concern? I know I have, and most of the time, it's not very helpful. Or I find a bunch of conflicting information, or I realize there are a bunch of so-called experts who don't really have the credentials. So stop searching for answers about your health from random people on the internet, and instead turn to trusted professionals. And if you need help finding some, ZocDoc is here to help. You can find a bunch of medical professionals that specialize in the care you need, and you can see their patient reviews right there on ZocDoc before you book. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Starting tonight, there's a rare chance to see an especially large asteroid flying between the Earth and Moon. Don't worry, NASA says it's harmless, but it could be something to see since it's not often an asteroid that big comes so close. It's actually big enough to wipe out a whole city if it were to hit Earth. But again, astronomers say there's no chance of that happening. The asteroid will actually be closest to Earth tomorrow afternoon, but the best time to see it is reportedly early this evening. You should be able to check it out by looking southeast through binoculars or a small telescope. The Virtual Telescope Project will have a live webcast up, and we'll link to that in today's episode notes. More kids are being diagnosed with autism than ever before. The CDC released a new study this week that says as of 2020, an estimated 1 in 36 8-year-olds had autism. And that's a pretty big jump from just a couple of years ago when the CDC said it was 1 in 44. Or 17 years ago when it was 1 in 110. But keep in mind, this doesn't necessarily mean autism has actually become much more common in children. Reports note there could just be more awareness about the disorder and better screening. Though one study author did say that's likely not the only thing contributing to rising rates. A couple other findings. For the first time, data found autism more prevalent among Black, Hispanic, and Asian or Pacific Islander kids than in white kids. And that's a big change from previous reports. Experts say it's because there's now more awareness and advocacy for minority families. And screening for autism has become more common outside of just a few autism specialists. Overall, researchers say there's still a lot more work to do to better understand autism and support people with it. It's the most prominent sports federation yet to make a big change to eligibility rules. World Athletics decided to ban transgender women from competing in elite women's track and field competitions if they've gone through any part of male puberty. The federation says male puberty gives athletes an unacceptable competitive advantage. Though some LGBTQ advocates say transgender athletes deserve the same opportunities as everyone else. And they say transgender women should be able to compete as long as they've suppressed their testosterone below a certain level. That's the rule in other sports federations, like for cycling and rowing. Meanwhile, other sports bodies, like for basketball, gymnastics, hockey, and soccer, have all said a review is underway now to figure out how to respond to transgender athletes who want to compete. But no decisions have been made for those sports just yet. Apple apparently wants to make a bigger name for itself in Hollywood. Bloomberg reports the tech giant plans to spend $1 billion a year to produce movies that will not just be released on its own streaming service, but in traditional movie theaters first. And yet, reports say it's likely a move to get audiences thinking of Apple TV Plus as a major player for movies and possibly drive new subscribers. And of course, theaters will welcome this chance to debut movies that otherwise could just be viewed at home. Apple is not the only tech company looking to invest more in entertainment. Amazon made a similar $1 billion commitment last year. Can you guess the most popular artist in the world? At least according to the Guinness World Records, it is The Weeknd. In fact, the organization says no one else even comes close. The Weeknd set two new records that apparently sealed the deal. One, the most monthly listeners on Spotify. And two, he became the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners on that platform. The surging stats come after the release of his Die For You remix featuring Ariana Grande, which went viral on TikTok. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Tommy John. And this is one of my favorite brands. Whether you're going somewhere for spring break, or you'll be working or just resting at home, Tommy John loungewear helps you lounge anywhere. It's one of those brands where if you order just one color of something, you'll find yourself ordering more in a matter of days. The only time I don't wear my Tommy John joggers are when both pairs are in the dirty laundry. And speaking of, all Tommy John loungewear is machine washable and dryer safe, which is a must-have for me. Tommy John has both women and men covered. In fact, Tommy John underwear is listed on GQ's latest 10 Essentials with Kevin Hart, with over 96% 4-star plus reviews. And I definitely give all of my Tommy John items 5 stars. Everything is soft, breathable, and lays just right. Shop Tommy John's colorful new spring designs at TommyJohn.com/newsworthy, and you can get 20% off your first order. Save 20% right now at TommyJohn.com/newsworthy. See site for details. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. So when one Arkansas girl was told she was too young to volunteer at age 7, she decided to find another way to help. She launched her own nonprofit. Yep, at just 7 years old, Amelia Lissaway started Lissaway's Lights, donating 500 nightlights to kids in the Arkansas foster system. Well, now, 5 years later, her nonprofit has donated 15,000 nightlights and reached all 50 states. So why nightlights? Amelia's mom had mentioned that foster kids sometimes have to leave their homes in the middle of the night because of neglect, abuse, or drugs. Amelia thought about her own fear of the dark and wanted to give other children something to help them feel more comfortable and safe in a new house. That's when she came up with a nightlight. The now 12-year-old has no plans of slowing down. She hopes to give away at least another 2,500 more lights in 2023, proving you can make a difference at any age. All right, before we go, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our new insiders this week, like Lee Hill. We so appreciate your support. And thanks to our longtime insiders as well, including the CEO of Waffle House. I had to mention Walt today since tomorrow is International Waffle Day. So if you live near a Waffle House, be sure to celebrate this weekend. And as always, learn how to get ad-free episodes, bonus content, and more at thenewsworthy.com/insider. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about the increase in ADHD diagnoses and how technology is impacting all of our attention spans. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.